right, we are here at the 2019 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. Can you believe it's 2019 GAC?
I know.
This time last year, Tom, Trellis was a little bit different.
And very different.
And
very
now different. Look where you are. Yeah. Look who's sitting next to you.
I know. We were talking last year, just not on camera.
Okay.
So,
Okay.
Exactly. So.
Very cool. Yeah. So tell me about this, the continued transformation of Trellis, and bringing on the fine folks at On Approach. So this is really cool.
Yeah.
Cool news for you guys. And On Approach too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, last year we were, our data analytics presence may not have been known, but really at the end of the day, if you think about what we were doing last year, it was all about driving value for credit unions, and still that's the same. Sort of same message, except obviously with the data analytics platform, the kind of value that we can drive, it's wider, it's deeper, it's just a much better experience. So we knew we needed a data analytics platform. We either needed a partner, acquire, be part of something. That's where, the market's going. That's where the credit union industry is going. And so we knew last year, that we were going to be here. It's just a matter of how we were going to get here. And so if you think about a lot of the products that we had last year, we still have this year. It's just a much different feel, with the M360 On Approach team behind it.
Different.
It's a much, much different feel. So much more powerful and impactful.
Yep.
So
Paul, your take on that. Scoot you in a little bit, Paul.
I think I'll lose
you out of the frame there. There you are.
I'll scoot you in there. There you go.
I think for us it was we've had a grand vision of what we wanted to do, and I think you go through that kind of journey. It probably took us longer and a lot more resource than we ever expected, and we realized we had to find a partner to work with that had the scale and the reach that Trellis does. And I think that was a big bonus for us, is just to be able to know that we can continue to evolve the platform, and so that's what we're really excited about. We have so much we want to do. But it's not now having Trellis in the mix is making those things possible.
Right.
So our roadmap is actually very achievable. Mm-hmm.
Is it a resource thing for you?
Yeah,
guys,
and I think as a smaller QSO, I think you've got investors, but it's trying to keep that machine funded, right? And so I think with the resources that Trellis brings, it's a game changer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking a little bit. It's a game changer. And so so for us, it's like this is really amazing.
Yeah.
And then things that we would. Like right now we have an engagement management team that can just do engagement management and not have to worry about project management.
Yeah.
And, just those types of things, training and then also being able to accelerate the platform development. Yeah. Right? Get these projects, get them going and install faster. Tom's got a great vision for platform as a service, which I think is exactly what the industry needs.
Yeah.
So yeah, a lot of great things.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, because it sounds like you can look at the overall the bigger picture now,
Right.
And instead of getting kind of trapped in the minutia of that type of stuff.
Correct. So, and one thing too, I get to actually work on the product again, which I'm really excited about. Right. I feel like I've been away for it for a number of years, in the CEO role, and now I get a chance to really dig in, because I was telling Tom the other day, I was there day one when we first built the first set of tables and said, what is this going to look like? That I'm excited about as well.
I can see that you're back in your happy place.
I am in my happy place, yeah.
Tom, you're always in a happy place.
Yes,
so.
No, everything's good. We're hiring. We need a lot of folks. We need talent. Like Mike Paul said, we have a lot of credit union relationships. We have the funds to get where we need to get, but talent's our key right now.
Mm-hmm.
So looking for anybody in the credit union space that wants to be part of the team, and it might be through employee, it might be through partnerships or what have you. But we've got a lot of work to do, a lot of great work to do, and we're going to make a big difference, a big impact to the credit union marketplace.
Yeah. So if you're looking,
come talk to Paul and me.
Paul this guy.
You got it.
It started here.
Yeah,
right here.
Yeah, so yeah,
you heard it here.
Yeah.
So the overall mission here, to kind of harness data to drive credit unions to a better place. We're in a good place right now, but we want to get to a better place. So tell me about that. What's your philosophy, your take on that, and where do we go from here?
I look at it as it's a maturity. There's no data analytics in a box. Credit unions cannot buy software, install it, and have data analytics in the next day or even within the next 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
The software is only part of it. The other part of it is the maturity of the credit union's ability to actually absorb that data, disperse the data throughout the credit union, make use of the data, break down the silos, if you will. And and so there's a lot of learning and education that us as a credit union movement is going to have to go through. And certainly we wouldn't be there without the M360 platform.
Right.
That had to happen first.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're at the stage where, to be honest with you, we're taking so many orders right now, it's really about whether the credit unions are ready to use the platform. We could almost outsell our ability to deliver because of how useful and powerful this platform is. So you got to be ready for it.
Yeah.
So So that's part of the staff we need, is to help credit unions help themselves, if you will, on the platform. And so with us, I look at it this way. The credit unions are going to merge at different times. They're not homogeneous, and it's not about asset size. It's really about whether, you know, the seg that they're in, you know, dictates it. You know, maybe the transition they're going through, their specific situation, dictates how they're going to mature through this this data analytics sort of maturity life cycle, if you will. And so we want to have a product, solutions for every step of the way. So, you know, we made this IronSafe acquisition, as everybody knows, you know, last September. That's a great product for credit unions that want to sort of cut their teeth on getting structured data and working with that data. It's certainly not meant to be a data analytics platform, but it allows credit unions to start to get involved with data analytics. And then once they mature and get a little bit more, you know, maturity within their credit unions, both from a skill set and an understanding and things along those lines, then we move them into the M360 platform. The IronSafe platform still stays there, because it allows you to get data out of systems and get it into the M360 platform. But the M360 platform now brings it all home. It's almost like the whole rose opens up, if you will. And so that's really the goal, is to get credit unions to have a data analytics platform on par with the big banks.
Yep.
And that's what we're going to do. And we've got the tools.
Yep.
We've got the software. We just really need the movement to sort of come along with us. And so,
yeah, what's the next step there? Because I mean, you got everything in line. Now it's just a matter of... executing on it, delivering it?
Yeah, well, a couple
creating
things.
It, delivering it?
So we're going to deliver it in three models, and I think this is really important. My friend Bill Lehman, I'm sure you talked to him.
Oh, yeah, he's
So we're going to have a self-service model, and that's for credit unions that just want to take the platform, take it back home, and do it themselves.
Oh, wow.
That's great. You know, so you've got the app store that Paul and team have built. That's been out there for a while. We're going to continue to work with partners to add more value to the app store. So it's self-service model. You know, you take it, you do it, you do with it what you want. You either put your own data visualization tools on there, use the app store, do whatever, partner with someone outside of, you know, Trellence, that's fine.
Yep.
Then you've got the managed service model, which is sort of the opposite of that, where Trellence does a lot of the heavy lifting to try to get the ROI out of that platform. So we grow your portfolio, we work with you on your, you know, your struggles with maybe a loan origination or next profitable member, or, you know, many, many use cases that we could talk about. And so we'll handle those for you. And then you got the sort of hybrid professional services, where we work with the credit union to try to help them, you know, tailor a solution that means something specifically to them. So that's how we're going to deliver it, and the platform itself is going to ride on all three of those delivery channels.
So, oh my gosh, that's pretty cool.
It's
something we've talked about as a company doing, and I think we're now at a point where we're actually hitting a critical mass. Right, so it's almost like we're approaching a tipping point with this. As soon as we get these clients up and just used to using the data and then collaborating with each other, right? So that's another thing we want to see, collaboration amongst credit unions on the analytics, sharing best practices, that kind of stuff.
I was about to ask you, what would they share?
We're talking about a branch performance report, right? So how are the branches doing? Well, why does everybody need to recreate that? Why, it's just an app in the store, and they can make it better. They can add something to it, say, hey, I made this better, and now I've added these things to it, but it becomes a more of a people working together to improve content, right? And so the content is really, that's where the value is. It's not in all, our stuff is the plumbing that just brings the data forward, but you got to be able to turn that into value. And I think that's the point where I think we're approaching right now. Once that starts to catch fire, I don't think there's any turning back.
Is that deciphering it, prioritizing the data?
And also knowing what data you want, what frequency you want, and what you want to do with it. Like, what business value is it going to provide for you, right?
Okay.
So in the case of, like, we have one of our clients that is really working on yield, converting indirect, to direct members, which has always been a challenge. So they actually measure that. What is my conversion rate? And it's been improving through analytics. And so that's just an example of just taking data that's been sitting there for the longest time, but now it's turning it into something of business value.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
Yeah.
You are turning stuff on its head right now.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
It really is.
Yeah,
really
and it's complex, right? I don't want to ever underestimate how complex
it is. Yeah, it's not an easy button.
Not like I take an Excel spreadsheet and I'm going to dump some data in and start working with it, right?
Yeah.
We're dealing with very complex.
I would do.
Yeah. These are old systems. Pulling the data, normalizing the data, it's a lot of effort, and I think that's the hump that we're getting over now.
And lastly, I want to talk about how's this all going to look at Immersion, which is happening, you know, like in a month or so.
Yeah, not too long. Yeah, so Immersion, we're going to have Eric Qualman there. If you haven't heard of him, YouTube him. He's a data analytics guru, if you will. And so the whole entire conference is going to be about, you know, where we're taking the M360 product, how we're managing professional services and the App Store and everything else works on top of it. We're going to have all kinds of breakout sessions specific to many of these use cases, to many of other ways to get into the platform. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be an exciting conference. We're looking forward to that. And don't forget about AXFI.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, that's one thing that Tom and I've talked about. AXFI will be the platform for this collaboration.
Okay.
I mean, we're doubling down on AXFI.
April, June.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
May.
So,
we're May. And
oh, May.
June. Beginning of May and mid June.
Yeah.
So we got
back.
Two conferences.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, sweet.
So
one
pick,
two punch.
Yep. Pick your place wherever you want to go. We'll be.
Well, you're at AXFI with us.
I am.
Yeah.
I am. And I'm at Trellis too.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent.
Yeah. I'll be at both, so I get to immerse myself in all of this stuff.
Right.
Right. Further education.
Absolutely.
Anything else, gentlemen, to wrap up?
Nope. You do a great job here,
well,
and I thank you very much
for
carrying the message to the credit unions.
Oh, my gosh. My pleasure, guys. My pleasure, guys.
All
right, guys. Shelly Ann, anything else? We're good? All right.
If Shelly Ann says we're good, we're good.